This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on key highlights of the 38th National Games. The participants are Norris Preetham, sports analyst, and Munish Jolly, sports expert.
Well, as the sports arena was filled with laughter, celebrations, motivations, and a lot of players coming with those inspiring words from the Honorable Prime Minister, the 38th National Games 2025 came to a culmination. Of course, inaugurated by the Honorable Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi ji, on the 28th of January, the sport was played in 8 different venues. In all, there were 32 competitive sports and 4 demo events, 28 states, 8 union territories, with, of course, the Services Sports Control Board taking the charge right from the word go. Well, the National Games was focused on more than sports. Our Akashvani Dehradun's correspondent, Sakshi Singh, highlights the other areas.
The talking point has been world-class sports infrastructure, excellent accommodation and nutritious local food served to the athletes. And all this with the target to reduce carbon footprint, be it medals crafted out of e-waste or games forest to plant 1,600 saplings, all dedicated to the medal winners of the 38th National Games. All these initiatives were highly appreciated by the Home Minister during this closing ceremony held today in Haldwani. The flag of the National Games was officially handed to Meghalaya for the 39th Games with the motive of growth of not just the misty state of Meghalaya, but complete of Northeast.
To speak more about the 38th National Games 2025, we have with us Mr. Norris Preetham, senior sports journalist, who's covered the Olympics, Asian Games, the World Cups a number of times. And here we are. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Manish.
It's been a splendid occasion where the National Games are held once again in our country. Of course, Uttarakhand becoming a great host. Some records were broken, but eventually we saw the talent coming up.
Oh, yes. I think it's a great effort by a state which was not really known for sports for a long time. I mean, you have in Maharashtra, games have held in Delhi, games were held in Chennai, in Kerala. But Uttarakhand, and the facilities were spread around the so many cities, small towns. I think this is a big boost to games. And I think they have organized the games. Now, the bigger challenge is ahead of the organizers to how to utilize those facilities. I think that's the main challenge. They have wonderfully organized the games. I think they should sit back in the boardroom and decide what to do with the facilities so that don't go waste. Hats off to Uttarakhand for organizing a beautiful games. We really enjoyed the games.
Of course, the Honorable Chief Minister, Mr. Pushkar Singh Dhami, was also ecstatic about the games. And it's a great setup for the other states also, because speaking about the small places like Shivpuri, New Tehri, Haldwani, Rudrapur, Pithoragarh,
of all the places, you know, which is almost a border area, you know. So I think this is a great effort by Uttarakhand.
Small towns, but the talents were great who competed there. And of course, when you speak about the competition, Services Sports Control Board back in the fray. They're the champions once again, 121 medals with 68 golds, 26 silvers, 27 bronze.
One can say that they have to be the fittest of the lot because their services. But they also set example for others, for the youngsters. There were many people who would definitely take up sports and also people who would like to join the services. So I think this is a big plus.
What makes them so special?
Oh, I think their day-to-day life, the sport is a way of life in army, in the services. The PT, the parade that normal people go to, gyms and all, they walk all the time with the heavy weaponry and all. So I think they're very, very fit. And the disciplined life, which is a very, very common thing, essential thing in sport, which they have in abundance.
Well, then they're the winners of the Raja Bhalendra Singh Trophy once again, the coveted trophy. Mind you, services were the champions 4 consecutive time in 2007, 11, 2015 and way back in 2022 as well. So Maharashtra were the champions in the previous iteration, which was 2023, and eventually services coming back with a thunder. Of course, Maharashtra getting the maximum medals. The total tally for them was 201. Some talented players in their rank.
Maharashtra always been, there has been a sport in the olden time, the Goans and the Anglo-Indians, they were there. But there was a big, big gap after that. And the young people were in career orientation and maybe these modern things like the social media and all. So they were not really keen on sports. But I think, again, because of the social media, the publicity is so much that every youngster want to be a Dhoni. Every youngster want to be a Neeraj. Every youngster wants to be a Lavlina. So I think that's what has inspired these youngsters, especially in Maharashtra, to come back as a big force in Indian sport.
We saw the talents coming up, and the reason we speak about hockey is because we see more prosperity coming since we got two consecutive medals in the past Olympics. I think the hockey standard, the speed, is getting better day by day for us. Karnataka's captain, Olympian S.V. Sunil, shared his experience.
Earlier we had pressure. Later, once we scored the goal, we get into the game. Then you saw the game, overall the match till 60 minutes, we were upfront. So I'm really happy that we won the National Games gold today.
And I think one of the main reasons, or at least for women's hockey, one can say is Pritam Sivaj, the former India captain, who was absolutely mad after hockey as a volunteer. Now she's a SAI coach in Sonipat. And four of her girls were in the team that won the medal in the National Games. So I think that shows that the youngsters need guidance, which Pritam Sivaj is fully competent to give it to them. And I'm hopefully not only four, the next time there will be eight people from Sivaj Academy.
And of course, the hockey was played in Haridwar, where
Vandana Kataria, yes,
has
hometown.
A name in the hockey stadium now. So the venue in her name, that's a big thing for women's hockey in India.
I think this is the first time, if I'm not mistaken, a stadium named after a hockey player. And Vandana Kataria, who has to face so much of social problem, you know. And so I think this is a big boost to hockey and also to Vandana Kataria. I'm sure she will do now wonders in Haridwar.
Well, then we are moving towards gymnastics and the girls, of course, clinching the eyes of everybody. On the fifth day of the 38th National Games in Uttarakhand, Maharashtra athletes delivered an outstanding performance, and the state particularly showcased its dominance in rhythmic and aerobic gymnastics. In the hoop event, Maharashtra's Parina Rahul clinched the gold medal with 24.850 points, and her teammate Kimaya Amblesh Karle secured the silver medal. And of course, when we speak about gymnastics, you think that the infrastructure is getting better?
Yes, I think so. And earlier, if you go in the past, Maharashtra had the men's team were very good. Men gymnasts, Karande and all these people who were in services. And the women's force came from Tripura. And now because of Deepa Karmakar, and she's doing so well, and the media also, because you know I'm a media person, we gave so much of publicity to media, I'm justifying, and she deserved it. So most of the girls now want to be gymnasts, because I've seen in schools in Delhi also, parents come with their kids and they want their young girls to become gymnasts. They think this is very good exercise. Even if they don't become competitive sport, they become fit. So I think gymnastics, which is called a mother of sport. So I think we should give more emphasis and equipment, as you said. Earlier, gymnastics used to be the open air and the people were not attracted. But now in Delhi, you have IG Stadium, you have, and the other places also, Uttarakhand has indoor facilities. So I think it will be a great boost to the game.
Nearly missed a medal in 2016 Rio Olympics. Deepa Karmakar had visited the National Games, and this is what she had to say about the infrastructure of Uttarakhand.
डेली का डेली बहुत अच्छा रहा, बहुत अच्छा उनका परफॉर्मेंस रहा, स्पेशली थैंक यू उत्तराखंड को, क्योंकि इतने अच्छा एटमॉस्फेयर, इतना अच्छा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बनाने के लिए. और सच में मुझे इतना अच्छा लगा कि बच्चे लोगों को इतना अच्छे इक्विपमेंट में परफॉर्मेंस करने का मौका मिला, क्योंकि अगर अच्छा इक्विपमेंट मिलता है तो परफॉर्मेंस भी अच्छा दिखाने के मौका मिलते, क्योंकि पूरे साल की मेहनत करती है परफॉर्मेंस दिखाने के लिए. तो मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगा देख के, और स्पेशली आज की परफॉर्मेंस, कल की और उससे पहले दिन की भी इतने अच्छे थे, क्योंकि जो मेरे साथ खेलने वाले थे उनके साथ मैं चेयर अप कर रही हूं, उनको साथ देख रही हूं खेलते हुए, उनको परफॉर्मेंस लेते हैं, और जब वो मेडल ले रहे हैं और मैं खुद मेडल दे, दिस इज अ टू मच इमोशनल मोमेंट.
इफ दीपा इज कमिंग विद दिस कॉम्प्लीमेंट्स, आई थिंक दिस इज वंडरफुल.
दिस इज एब्सोल्युटली वंडरफुल. एंड ऑफ कोर्स वी सी सम ब्राइट न्यूज कमिंग फ्रॉम द जिम्नास्टिक्स एरिना. वेल, जस्ट टू सम अप एरोबिक जिम्नास्टिक्स इन द वुमेन्स इंडिविजुअल कैटेगरी, मणिपुर्स अरिहा पंगाबम won the gold with 18.50 points. Majida Khatun from West Bengal won the silver. But there was someone who had an outstanding performance, Muskan Rana from Jammu and Kashmir. And this is what she had to say about her performance.
I'm from Team JNK, and today I performed my clubs and ribbon routine for the Apprentice Finals. Our team came second in the team championship, and I became the all-around champion in the 38th National Games. And I got the silver medal in ball apprentice, and bronze medal in clubs apparatus, and gold medal in ribbon apparatus. Yeah, I'm happy for the medal.
Well, then the medals galore was all throughout seen in the 38th edition of the National Games. We are moving to weightlifting. Another national record broken by Bindya Rani Devi in the 55 kg snatch category, where she broke the record of Mirabai Chanu,
which is a big thing.
from 86 kg, yeah. Now the record is at 88 kgs.
And I think in gymnastics, we should remember the compliment should actually go to Malleshwari. She was the first Indian woman to win a medal, Olympic medal in 2000 in weightlifting. And that was the pioneering effort. And after that, there is a series of weightlifters. And this is the result. And I think if in national games somebody is breaking Mirabai's record, so you can imagine what kind of a flip we have got for women's weightlifting.
Well, there were some more medals coming in the weightlifting arena where Mehak Sharma created a record from Punjab, of course, in the women's 87 plus kilogram category in the 38th National Games. In the clean and jerk, she got 141 kg, breaking her previous record of 140 kg. In the snatch, she got 106 kg, breaking her previous best of 105 kg. And the overall weight was 247 kg. Again, she broke her previous best of 244 kg. So these national games are inspiring our athletes.
Yes. Absolutely.
That you come back again and again and break your records. One of them is our road cycling champ, Naveen John. And this 38th National Games 2025 was a special occasion for him. And this is the reason why.
It's always good to, you know, finally win on the day. Satisfied. Ye mera fourth National Games ka gold medal hai. So, Kerala mein pehli baar 2015 mein hua tha. Fir Gujarat mein 2023 mein, 24 mein, Goa mein aur abhi.
Well, that's a road cycling record. Four consecutive gold medals.
It's
that's
a very,
huge.
Very tough event. Very, very tough event. Cycling and on road cycling. And imagine the road where he did was in Bhimtal on a high altitude. So even more creditable his performance was.
Well, then we are speaking about the outstanding performances in the 38th edition of the National Games. Let us not forget that Lavlina Borgohain got a boxing gold after appearing in a competitive tournament after Paris.
Unfortunately, there is a doubt over whether the boxing will be held in Los Angeles the next games or not. So I feel sorry for such our own boxers like Lavlina. But she's a terrific boxer. Again, I think the inspiration comes from Mary Kom, and who won a medal in 2012. And after that, Nikhat Zareen and all these people have been doing. In fact, women are doing better than men in most events in India now. It started with P.T. Usha and Malleshwari, Sindhu. So we have a series of women who are doing so well.
So from the medal-winning event, boxing, we are also going to another medal-winning event in Olympics, that is shooting. And Ganimat Sikhon delivered a record-breaking performance in skeet shooting, earning a gold and setting a national record with a score of 124 in the qualification round. Gurpreet Singh, a veteran shooter, won a silver in the 25-meter rapid. And of course, when the Olympians come with the young shooters, I think it's a great source of inspiration. And the youngsters get to learn a lot as far as shooting is concerned with the concentrations right on the target.
Yes, and I think I feel sorry that Manu Bakhar was not there because of the tragedy in the family. And then later on, I think day before yesterday, there were national trials were being held in Delhi. So she couldn't go. If she had gone, even if she had not taken part, her presence would have meant a lot to these young shooters. I feel sorry that she was not there. It's very disappointing, actually.
Well, then, some source of inspiration from the archers as well, because that's one sport we want to see India getting medals in Olympics and Asian Games. We've done well. But in archery, Goldie Mishra secured gold in the men's recurve team event and bronze in the mixed team event. Joel Shorkar finished strong, winning gold in the men's recurve individual event. And both athletes have displayed remarkable skill and precision on the archery range.
I'm going back in time in history. Again, Limaram, Shamlal, they were the trendsetters. And that's why people are doing it. And it doesn't really require much equipment. I mean, there is an arrow and bow, which are costly. But you don't require those halls and big grounds and all. We can do it anywhere. So I think more emphasis should be laid on a game like archery, which is an individual sport. Instead of 11 men going and not winning a medal, if one man goes, two people go, two athletes go, archer goes, and I think that will be the sport for India. That should be the sport for India, archery.
Right, then we are going to another indoor sport where in table tennis, Jas Modi of Gujarat created a sensational victory over the Olympian G. Sathyan, and that was a great victory in the men's singles. Good hope for Indian table tennis. We see Manav Thakkar coming in, the junior world champion, and now Jas Modi, the National Games champion?
Yes, absolutely. Because again, in a state like Gujarat, which was not known for sport, I mean, these people are trendsetters. And I mean, again, the name Modi, I'm sure he must be getting the inspiration from Prime Minister Modi also.
So from indoor sports, you're moving out in the track and field events. Now, after Neeraj Chopra, it's been a great inspiration for all the athletes, not only in javelin, but other events also. And Animesh Kujur was the star of the 38th National Games with 3 gold medals. And he was a standout performer of the National Games, capturing 3 gold medals. He triumphed in the 100 meters, 200 meters, and 4 into 100 meters relay. The athletes are getting better day by day.
As you rightly said, Neeraj was a big inspiration, a trendsetter. As again and again, I'm saying that people could believe that they could do it. Before Neeraj, earlier, that was a joke that you go for only for march past and breakfast. But now you aim for medal and you win medals like Jyoti and Tejas winning medal, then Kiran Mhatre. So I think they're adding to the medal tally, which is a big thing. And another thing is that national records and the national games records created there in Uttarakhand, which is a big, big thing, a big boost to athletics. And I'm sure in coming days and months, more people will come from Uttarakhand because they're a very good place for walkers and long distance runners, being on a high altitude and good climate. So Uttarakhand, I think, should be made a center for athletics, at least for the northern India, and we'll definitely win more medals, we'll produce champions from Uttarakhand.
And there's somebody who's already qualified for the Asian Championships in 2025 also. You just spoke about the long distance run. Kiran Mhatre earned a silver medal in the 10,000 meter, marking his qualification in the Asian Championships. And also Savan clinched gold medals in both 5,000 meter and 10,000 meter events, showcasing the indoor and speed. Let us also discuss about Maumita Mandal, and she's a double medal performer in the field events. Maumita Mandal won gold in long jump and silver in the 100 meters hurdles. Now, that's a rare combination, 100 meter hurdles and long jump winning gold in both events.
I think because there's a young athlete, they try everything. And we don't know, maybe after 2 or 3 seasons, she may do something else. She may come to a triple jump. So this is very good, actually, because hurdles and long jump, these are similar events in a way, because you need speed, you need 1, 2, 3 steps, you jump over the hurdle. That's what you do in the takeoff board in the long jump. There is a similarity between these two events, and I'm sure in coming days, maybe the coaches will made her concentrate on one event and will should do well.
Well, things need to cool down here, and we are going into the swimming pool, just trying to take a dip, because Sergeant Prakash, he clocked 2 minutes 1.40 seconds to clinch the gold in the men's 200 meter butterfly. This is what he had to say on his feet.
I'm happy to win the medal once again. This is my 29th medal in National Games after being best athlete for the 2015 and 2022 National Games. National Games is the one which made a breakthrough in my career. So I'm happy to be here again and performing in front of the crowd.
You must have met him, a great athlete, isn't he?
Actually, before the swimming started in Uttarakhand, there were apprehension that it's very cold, people will not do well. By going at the performance, I think they have brought a lot of warmth to the games. It's no more cold, it's the games became very warm because of performance by swimmers.
How can somebody motivate to win 29 medals in national games?
I think for the young people, the main thing is the publicity that they get and the employment. And now the government schemes are such that you get a lot of money for winning the games, and you get good jobs and a social media. Earlier, the game used to take place and we used to wait for the next day for the newspapers to tell us who won what. But nowadays, even the athletes themselves are tweeting and telling us, I have won. So I think all these things, social media, money in sport, and people going to school and college and getting recognition, all this has made sport a very lucrative profession now.
Were you happy? There were a lot of athletes from Jammu and Kashmir, and they competed with a lot of fervor and excitement and there to win. One such example is Jammu Kashmir's Wahid Sufia. He lost in the finals of the fencing event to Jetli Chinga Kham of services, 11-10. That was close encounter, but that's what you want to see, whether it's fencing, whether it's swimming, the competitiveness.
One must make a very special mention of Jammu and Kashmir, and that also shows the social structure that is improving now. The political situation is improving, and that's why they are doing well. The sportspersons cannot work or cannot perform in isolation. There's a whole ecosystem is behind them. The schools have to work hard. And nowadays, in Jammu and Kashmir, there's a lot of peace. The performances by athletes shows that the Jammu and Kashmir is going to do well so in coming events.
Well, then we are speaking about the states which have got a lot of hills, Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand. Let us also not forget about Manipur, because In fencing, Manipur's Meena Nauram in the foil event beat Tamil Nadu's Ashia Joints 15-13. And it's a good news that Manipur athletes, the sportspersons, are also coming in the national and international arena. The news is catching up and sports is building up.
Again, inspiration like Meri Kom is a big inspiration. Kunjarani Devi was a big inspiration. So they have learned from their elders that nobody knew Kunjarani, nobody knew Meri Kom when they were not athletes. They were ordinary people. But now they are world stars, they're rock stars, as big as rock stars. And that's why the young people in Manipur, they're emulating these big, their seniors, so that they are also doing well. And I'm sure the trend will go on and on.
Well, then we needed some inspirational words, the motivational words. Who else but the Honorable Minister of Home Affairs, Sri Amit Shah, was there in the closing ceremony, and he inspired everyone who was present at the venue with his strong words.
Jeet ka jazba aur haar se nirash na hona yahi khel ka sandesh isliye jo jeete hain aur jo haare hain wo sabhi khiladiyon ko main anant anant shubhkamnaen deta hu.
Well, then he gave his best wishes to the sports persons. How important is for the players when they see now the honorable ministers, the sports minister coming at the venue and motivating them?
That's what I was about to tell you, Manish. This is the first time, if I'm not wrong, I've been covering sport for the last 40-45 years. This is the first time in the national games are inaugurated by the prime minister and concluded by the home minister. What else do you want? I mean, this is a big, big inspiration. And you heard Amit Shah, honorable minister, with how much emotion or sentiment behind what he said. He was not just mering uttering words. He meant it the way he said it. So I'm sure the people who were listening, they knew that they often, athletes have told me when they come back from games, first person to greet them is Prime Minister himself. He called them up during the championships also. So I think this step, this gesture by the Prime Minister and the Home Minister will go a long way in improving sports, at least in Uttarakhand, if nowhere else.
And let us also not forget to mention the Sports Ministry, headed by the Honorable Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya and the Minister of State, Honorable Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Srimati Raksha Nikhil Khadse. And of course, they were inspiring the sportsperson. We just heard about the infrastructure from the sportspersons. And I think that is where we get to believe that things are getting better and it's going to get better as the day passes.
And I think in that list, you can add P.T. Usha also as IOA president. I mean, this is the best combination. As I said earlier, we have infrastructure and everything, but now we need to improve upon it and we have to utilize it. We can have summer camps there. We can have high altitude camps, especially in summers. In Delhi, it's very, very difficult to take to do any sport, but people can go to Dehradun, they can go to Mussoorie, they can go to Nainital because we have facilities there. So it's a big, big step in boosting sports in India.
Just like me, a lot of people, the fan followers, the sports lovers, they would want to know from you, how does it build up to the big event? I know the Asian Games are scheduled, but how does it build up for the 2028 Olympics for India, the National Games?
As I said earlier, now we have a place, a state in Uttarakhand where we have top-class facilities. This should be utilized. Earlier, we had only camps in Patiala. Then the Bangalore came. Then Trivandrum came. And now in northern India, apart from Patiala, which we have modern facilities in Uttarakhand, I'm sure the camps can be held there in cool climate instead of, you know, people working at night in June, in the month of June or July when it's raining, it's so humid and so hot. So these facilities will be a big way, will boost performances if we have the camps there. Dehradun and Nainital, in fact, the whole of Uttarakhand should be made hub for sporting activities.
I like to speak about the teams that participated, the respective states. Of course, we heard about services and how well they prepare for the national games. I mean, five titles in the national games history now. This was the fifth for them, followed by Maharashtra, who were number two. Haryana was at number three with 48 golds, 47 silvers, 58 bronze, in all 153 medals in their kitty. What makes Haryana a consistent performer?
I think one is that they have a physical advantage. I mean, if you see, they are good in what? Games like in which robust physique is required, like wrestling, volleyball, hockey, weightlifting. I mean, these are the games in which they do well. In addition to that, I think the tradition also. They are all rural people, farmers. Their way of life is like that. They go to the villages, they go to the farmhouses, they work there on plowing the fields. So all these things plus an added advantage is the state help. So And they are close to Delhi, where if they want to come, they can take part in a championship, they can use the facilities. So Haryana, that's the advantages the neighboring states have. Again, I'm saying that Dehradun can also cash on the same facility which Haryana has. In years to come, we will hear from Uttarakhand also. The same story like you're talking about Haryana.
Let's also not forget about the sport badminton, where India is eyeing medals in big events. And of course, Unnati Hooda and Anupama Upadhyay played a pivotal role in Haryana's women's team victory in badminton. Anupama Upadhyay also won silver in the women's singles category, and after she claimed a gold in the previous edition. So they're solidifying. You just spoke about the Rovers games, but it's, for me, it's a surprise package, Haryana in badminton and doing so well.
I think it's a big news of the game that Haryana doing well in badminton. Earlier Punjab used to do well. Satish Bhatia was there, Dinesh Khanna was there, but not women. And that to Haryana, if they are doing well, I think there is some motivation behind them. And maybe one can talk about Saina Nehwal, originally from Hisar. So I think it runs in their blood to play badminton.
What does the modern badminton arena, the courts and the competition require for the players?
Nothing much except for a good court. That's all. In the inspiration, the equipment, the coaching, everything we have in abundance.
Big match temperaments?
That you require for any sport, whether it is boxing, badminton or whatever. Like, for example, I mean, we talk about cricket in India. Somebody has scored 98 and you ask him, how long did it take to add two more runs to make a century? And that's the mental condition for those two runs. So that's the kind of thing. I think the mental condition is one thing, and inspiration is basically which really helps them.
There's another stat which is very interesting for me, and that's 28 states, 8 union territories and 1 service sports control board. So out of the 37 teams, 33 emerged as medal winners. Out of these 33 teams, 30 teams have been lucky to win at least one gold medal in their medal tally.
Which is a very good stat that you have got. Manish, I must congratulate you for taking it out. And again, I think because of most events are spreaded out now. Earlier, there used to be 7 events, 8 events, 9 events. Now, there are so many events. So, there is much to offer. And that's why they are doing so well.
Events like kayaking, taekwondo, judo, pentathlon. Very hopeful that the outstanding performances are going to come in these sports which are being introduced.
Actually, some 2 decades ago, we were struggling only with hockey. And in Olympics, only hockey team used to go, 2 athletes used to go. Then we realized that we Indians have to concentrate on individual sport, and that's how shooting got a boost. And now these individual events, I'm sure, will give us maybe an Olympic medal or an Asian Games medal. So that is a big boost, that there's the emphasis on individual events, not the team events, in which you have to produce 11 champions. Here, you one champion will get you one medal instead of 11 not winning a medal.
Well, then I feel that once a sporting event of a national or an international repute is hosted well, the hosts become the champions altogether. And Uttarakhand, congratulations, because this was the first time ever that Uttarakhand won over 100 medals in national games. And congratulations to the host, congratulations to the participants. And of course, let us not forget all those volunteers and the judges, the referees, the officials of the National Games. They played a stellar role for making this 30th National Games a huge success. On that note, I'd like to thank our senior sports journalist, Mr. Norris Pritham. Thank you so much for coming down to the studio and sharing your thoughts. And listeners, I hope you enjoyed being with us as we enjoyed being with you.
You were listening to a discussion on key highlights of the 38th National Games. The participants were Norris Pritham, sports analyst, and Munish Jolly, sports expert. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.